Hello, my name is Kate Cooper. I'm Head of Research, Policy and Standards at the Institute of Leadership and Management. Welcome to this podcast, which is one in a series of five podcasts focusing on being a great colleague. The Institute of Leadership and Management recognises great leadership as being multidimensional. We identify five dimensions: authenticity, vision, achievement, ownership and collaboration. We've further broken down those five dimensions into 49 components, which enable us to organise our content on our website, but also help individuals access the leadership support that is immediately relevant to them. The component I will be talking about in this podcast is learning from mistakes, part of the dimension of ownership, because leaders who demonstrate ownership take a positive approach to mistakes and avoid apportioning blame. I'll be focusing on three aspects of learning from mistakes: avoiding blame cultures, learning from experience, and delivering constructive criticism. So what's wrong with the blame culture? If the immediate response when something goes wrong, and after all, things go wrong all the time, and let's not lose sight of that. One's immediate response is to say, whose fault is that? How did that happen? And look to find the perpetrator of this mistake or error. All that energy that's going into that forensic investigation, as it were, could be so much better used in rectifying the mistake and learning from it. But they are so prevalent that we've all worked in organisations where blaming is so much easier than rectifying a problem. And they will emerge where you have leaders who bully, who want people to be wrong and they want themselves to be right. And that seems to be how they go through life. We have blame cultures where the leadership is incredibly autocratic. If a leader thinks that they are right and they have all the answers, which is a very outdated way of looking at leadership, then, of course, when something goes wrong, it can't be them. So they will look throughout their teams, throughout their organisations sometimes, to find out who's at fault. There's other leaders who only want to hear good things. So the blame sort of gets hidden, but nevertheless embedded in the organisation. And then a blame culture is one where there's a disproportionate punishment for mistakes. People are scared, in effect, to take risks, to experiment, because the consequences of getting it wrong are actually often so disproportionate to the error that's been made. As I've said, if you put your energy into fixing things, to service recovery, to making the customer happy, to making the correct PR announcement, whatever it is you need to do to rectify the mistake, that's a much better use of the time and a much better immediate response. The consequences of creating environments where blame is so widely distributed, as it were, means that people become quite fearful, quite angry, and essentially that impacts relationships between people. We know that from our own research how much people value the colleagues that they work with and how important that is in decisions to stay in jobs. If you have a blame culture, you're not going to want to stay friends or build relationships with colleagues. You'd be too fearful and worried about what you're saying all the time. And that focus on self-preservation means that you're not really worrying about the group because you're looking after yourself. When things go wrong, often the person who has made the mistake or has been part of that knows absolutely immediately that something has happened. Where there's a blame culture, instead of thinking about the rectification that I was talking about earlier, they immediately go, well, how can I explain myself out of it? What is my defence position over this mistake? Again, great opportunities to fix things lost because the individual concerned is having to worry about themselves. And this leads to complaints. I've already mentioned about employee dissatisfaction, low morale, and often with a big mistake, it will mean absenteeism when people just can't come in and face what they've done. So problems are ignored rather than solved, and there's low trust, low collaboration, exactly the sort of organisation we don't want to work for. We won't be generous with our ideas or suggestions for improvement, this is not a happy place to be. So what can you do if you don't want to blame culture or you're trying to fix one that already exists? You have to start with yourself. So when you make a mistake as a manager of a group, own the mistake and actually say, this is down to me. I am sorry. I got it wrong. Other people make mistakes. Don't focus on the wrong. Focus on, how did this happen? What are we going to do about it? Let's make sure it doesn't happen again, or at least learn to minimise the chances of it happening again. And use every error, mistake, something going wrong, unexpected consequence, unexpected and unwelcome consequence of an action. Use that as an opportunity to learn. As I said, to minimise the opportunity of happening it again. And create an environment where it's okay to get something wrong. Where a mistake, yes, try and put it right. Of course, that should be your first activity. But then to celebrate the fact, not only was the mistake made, but you're celebrating the recovery. And often correcting things that have gone wrong, especially in customer facing jobs, can be quite exciting, and you can feel a huge sense of achievement when you've got a dissatisfied customer and you turn that round into somebody's really happy. Because the research evidence is that fixing something for somebody is much more powerful if you do it well than just getting it right first time. Obviously, you couldn't advocate that as a consistent business model. So I've been talking really about the importance of learning from experience, and you can approach this quite systematically. Some of you might be familiar with learning styles or Kolb's experiential learning cycle. What it is thinking about something that's happened, something has to take place, an action, and then you reflect upon that, think about the why and the what's and what happened before, and not in the moment reflection, but then trying to look for patterns. This is called the abstraction or the conceptualization phase. What can we learn about this from somewhere else? Where has this happened before? So they're not one-off events. They're part of a series. And as I say, patterns emerge, recurrent behaviours emerge, and you start then looking for underlying reasons, theoretical explanations of what's happened. And after that, you can have another go at putting it right, doing things differently, experimenting. But to keep in all those steps, keep all those stages in mind, because if you miss one, you're not getting the best learning from the experience and also increasing the chances of making the same mistake again. But mistakes are made. Sometimes people are absolutely unaware, especially when it comes to interpersonal relationships, and they need to, you as their manager, needs to give them feedback to help them improve and develop. So it's the same sort of approach. It's not about how dare you do that, criticising the individual concerned. It's saying this has happened, with the example of somebody being careless about somebody else's feelings, for example. You could start this conversation with, oh, did you see how so-and-so reacted to what you said there? And use a much more coaching approach. Start with asking questions about the mistake. Why do you think it happened? Start with asking questions, which might have to be drawing attention to the mistake in the first place if somebody was oblivious, then asking them for their explanation, their insight, their understanding of what it was. And then it's quite easy to move to, well, we don't want that to happen again. What are we going to do about it? With the emphasis, obviously, on the other person. So learning from mistakes is so much about taking ownership for your own role in events, for trying to put things right immediately, for seeing it as part of organisational life. Part of life, actually, we mess up, we get things wrong. But where there's an environment where that's okay, we know it happens, then you're much more likely for these mistakes not to be hidden and to actually preempt things going wrong in the future. So by acknowledging the actual existence of mistakes, by not blaming people, you are going to reduce the incidence of their occurring. So thank you for listening. Please go on to www.instituteLM.com and look for other resources that might help you.